And opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong?
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Today is a Wednesday, so it's a history day. And for me, today is a special history day. It's going to be a different one, too, because you're going to listen to me getting interviewed over the radio. I have Randy Zarkey in the studio here. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
And I got to get a more than a good morning from you. Come on. Let's hear it.
On a sunny day like this with the temperatures up after the winter we went through, good morning.
There you go. Now, Randy also does the Alaska Tracks. That's on Saturday.
That's correct, yeah.
He's become a wonderful historian. And he's working on a project for the Stroker Foundation. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. Rick Shikora is the president of the board of trustees for the foundation and contacted me a while back and asked if the board themselves had decided that within a short period of time, there isn't going to be anybody left on the board that actually knew Bill. And so that would be unfair to bring in new trustees and expect them to, make decisions about the assets of a man they never really knew. And so in order to compensate, they wanted to have me record interviews with people that knew Bill in a variety of different ways. I mean, we all knew that he was a musician and he was a banker, of course, and a supporter of the Gold Panthers and other sporting activities, an avid outdoorsman. So we picked a few people from each aspect of his life, and your name is on the list too.
I'm on the list, eh?
Well, it's a good list.
That's a good list.
Yeah, okay. And so, we'd like to just turn the tables, and here we can kind of kill two birds with one stone with you filling an hour of your Problem Corner program and me getting the interview for the foundation. So tell us all that you want to know or want to share about your interactions and friendship with Mr. Stroker.
You know, you never know how special a person is until you realize, you know, later on in your life, well, they're still here, how special a person is. Now, that's a special family in Fairbanks, first of all. I grew up with my parents were very close friends of the Stroker family. It started out with the dad, Ed. And then Bill had a brother, Eddie. And my dad and Eddie were very close. Eddie, you know, we're talking First National Bank of Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. And so that's how it started with me and seeing Bill and seeing Eddie. And upon reflection, I really believe that First National Bank of Fairbanks set a foundation stone here in the interior by that family, the father, Ed, who, if you know, there's so many layers here. If you look at the love of baseball, the Stroker Foundation, Bill with the Alaska Gold Panthers, started with his dad, you know, in the 30s playing Midnight Sun baseball leagues here in Fairbanks. That was the main sport, that and maybe some curling. So then his sons were baseball players, and Bill was very athletic. Eddie, not so much, but Bill was very athletic. And then you take a look at the two together. And Eddie passed in about 1976, I believe, right around there. And after their dad had passed, and they were running the bank. And Eddie was, as I told you earlier, you know, there's a talent finder and a talent minder. Eddie was the talent finder. He was a loan officer. He was the personality. Bill was a talent minder. He made sure the bank's principles, the loans were good. Mm-hmm. The auditor. Then once Eddie passed away, I just don't think Bill was enamored without working with his brother, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. And so that's when he looked at selling, and he eventually sold. And they were in an older building there on the corner of First, Second, and Cushman. And talking with Bill later on, he said they knew they had to do something with that site, rebuild. And that was just past his time now. Mm-hmm. Let someone else do that. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, KeyBank came along, and, you know, whoever they sold the bank to, then acquired by KeyBank. KeyBank always kept Bill first floor, you know. I don't know if he made any loans, but he was just that Rock of Gibraltar that put a local face on a national lending institution. So.
Yeah, and other people have told me that, you know, he was so committed to helping build Fairbanks that businesses that came to him didn't have an impossible hill to climb, that he wanted to help them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you took a loan, it was never far from his mind that you were going to repay it too.
So
it wasn't.
Oh, you're going to repay? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
he probably had the smallest loan default percentage in the history of Alaska, knowing the Stroker family.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have a couple questions here. How did you know Bill? Banking, music, hunting, all the above. But when I first came across him, it was hunting. And it was out at Healy Lake. Both his brother Eddie and Bill had cabins out there. Eddie's was right across, you know, on our side of the lake, the bay from us. Then Bill was up on just at the beginning of a channel going into Hidden Lake. And Bill was an avid outdoorsman, just avid sports person, mm-hmm. hunting, fishing. He really lived that Alaskan dream lifestyle. Eddie was more of a comfortable outdoorsman. But Bill, you know, Bill, he would hike in winter. He would go in with snowshoes into his mini cabins. Bill had mini cabins. And I was talking to him about one that he came across. He got this piece of property. I don't think it was on the Richardson Clearwater, but it was near it. And he got the property from the original. Now, this is Bill, expert in real estate. But it was from Civil War script.
Wow.
Every person who fought in the Civil War on the Union side got 1 acre of land. And so, therefore, any federal property was turned over. You could, it's not like a homestead, but you could stake it, and you got it. So he came across this person who had one of those, and he bought it. So he actually got a piece of property from Civil War script.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah, and he would, you know, and he go out to these places, you know, in his 60s, 70s, 80s by himself. I'm going to take, you know, 30 pounds of my backpack and go live out in my wood cabin for about 4 days, and I'll see you when I get back. And that's how he was.
Yeah, those snowshoe hikes are legendary.
Yeah, then he loved history. Most, you know, I'm sure as you come across, he loved history, and he remembered me growing up from Healy Lake. And I remember going into his office. This is in the mid-90s, going into his office just to shoot the poop. You know, I was doing something in his bank. And go into his office and start talking about Healy Lake. And I told him, you know, my parents had sold our cabin out there about 10, 12 years earlier. And you know, that's where I grew up in the summers and hunting. That's where I came across a lot of great Fairbanksons. And I told him that we had a property, my brothers and I, my dad bought us a property when he sold our cabin, that he bought a property on the Healy Lake River going into Healy Lake. That was the old, you know, you walk in, you buy stuff there. It was basically not a lodge, but a store.
Mm-hmm.
And so about 3 weeks later, he gives me a call. He says, hey, come over to my office. So when I told him that property, he went and he did research. And he pulled out maps, aerial, you know, the surveys of it that I have, and stories about that, you know, lodge or, you know, that, where whatever you call that thing.
General store.
Yeah. And about it and when it was built and everything like that. But, you know, and he just did that for me out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
So you never knew how he was going to pleasantly surprise you mm-hmm. in so many ways. But guess what we have to do? We have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
Fairbanks, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Do you have hip pain or know someone who does? Maybe you've struggled to find answers for that severe pain. McKinley Orthopedics Sports Medicine and Spine, they provide complete hip care. For younger, active patients, they offer regenerative medicine including PRP, stem cell therapy, and minimally invasive hip arthroscopy. And if you need a hip replacement, their state-of-the-art technology is number one. If you are struggling with hip pain, come to the hip experts. Visit McKinleyOrtho.com.
Contractors, DIYers, get ready. SBS Tool Days and Project Fairs are here, bringing you big-time deals on the tools you trust. Buy any DeWalt 20-volt max tool, boom, free battery. Grab any DeWalt 60-volt max tool, bam, free battery. Plus, cash in on DeWalt dollars for even more savings. Hurry in. These day of event deals won't last. Exclusions apply. Visit SBS on Facebook to learn more and to find an event near you. Spenard Builder Supply. Your project begins here.
Here's how you convince your boss fishing in Valdez is more important than work. Ready? You might need to write this down. Fishing's been shown to foster patience and concentration, which can lead to improved decision-making and problem-solving skills in the workplace. Fantastic! Now visit ValdezFishDerbies.com to plan your trip. Check out the prizes and see how gigantic a derby-winning fish can be. Fill your freezers with halibut and salmon and try your hand at winning $60,000 in cash and prizes. And sharpen your mind along the way. ValdezFishDerbies.com.
May is Better Hearing Month, and the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center is celebrating by partnering with Summit Coffee Company. Every day in May, we're picking up the tab for four lucky customers. Locate our special sticker on your hot drink to easily scan the QR code to win even more. Snap a photo of your cup and tag and follow Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center on Facebook, and you'll be entered to win a pair of AirPods. Celebrate Better Hearing Month with a treat from your friends at the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center. Stay connected at fairbankshearing.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Slight chance of rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 66. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight, 44. High of 60 tomorrow, cloudy. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. It's not my interview, sir.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm going to have to wake up here and do my part. So welcome back, audience. So I'm in the studio today with David Prues.
In the purple padded room.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I keep forgetting that part. And we're talking about Bill Stroker, gathering information for the Stroker Foundation Board, and David knew him well, so continue on with your memories of Mr. Stroker.
Well, you have different segments of his life. You had a consummate professional as a businessman. I mean, it's a banker extraordinaire and really defined a lot of the development of Fairbanks, he and his family. But he also had other personality traits, great athlete and a musician.
Yeah.
And played an exceptional trumpet, and he had this band, you know. I'm sure he had other bands, but the one that I came across was the Frigid Airs. And, you know, I'm going off to college, and my parents had sold the cabin or a little house out at Healy Lake. And they built a nice place at about 27 mile Chino Hot Springs Road. And my mom out of Healy Lake started this thing. Her birthday was the 4th of July. So we always had a 4th of July celebration out there at the lake. So I was like, okay, you know, I did not realize that as a young kid that, oh, you also have the national holiday, but I always thought everyone, you're getting together for mom's birthday. You learn when you're about 9, you're starting to put things together.
Yeah.
So they built the house out at 27 Mile Chino Hot Springs Road, and they continued the parties, the birthday parties. And it wasn't anything wild. It was just, you know, lots of good Fairbanksons getting together, cooking, barbecue, and having adult beverages, enjoying, you know, basically a get-together. And Bill and the Frigid Airs would always come out, and they'd play music for about an hour or two on the deck of my parents' property.
Wow.
And so you walk up, and here's a who's who, you know, of Fairbanks, and here's the who's who, you know, playing trumpet.
Yeah.
and it was great. So, you know, then you drop back a few years later, and I'm an officer of the Fraternal Order of Eagles. And I got Bill and the Frigid Airs come into a couple events we had there for whatever special occasion and play. And he never charged. I mean, there was no charge. You know, he just wanted to blow the trumpet.
Yeah.
He wanted to be with his boys.
Yeah.
He wanted to hang.
It wasn't the money at
no.
all.
Oh, God, no. Oh. No. He enjoyed a performance. He enjoyed performing. You know, he might have been quite stoic as a banker until you shut the door and you start talking hunting and fishing. But he had many different personalities, and his music, he had a passion for music. You know, that was, you know, Benny Goodman, hey, you should have found Bill Stroker. Huh. Simple as that. You know.
And he loosened up a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he wasn't in the office. He was playing music. He's with all these people that he knew. That knew him in a non-professional way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the ties were not on. The personalities came out. The stories that would happen. The camaraderie. What I remember most with these Fairbanksons was a camaraderie at the event amongst each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill was really that way. You see him at a baseball game, and boom, there was that camaraderie personality.
Spending more time talking to other fans than watching the game out on the field?
Yeah, or his friends. You know, he didn't care win, lose, or draw. He wanted to make sure Fairbanks had the performance. That's how he was. Mm-hmm. He wanted to make sure Fairbanks had quality. You know, him and Don Dennis. Bill was, what, the chairman of the board for, well, a couple decades anyway. And he brought in good people to the board. And that's how he was. He was, again, the talent minder. He was a talent minder. Exceptional at that, what he did. Do you remember when I first met Bill? Yeah, I was about 8 years old. In Fairbanks was a small town back then. You know, this is just right after the flood. And I'm about 8, 9 years old, and I was that kid in the family, love pets, still do, still got dogs. And about once every 2 months, I'd bring home a stray dog. You know, couldn't let that dog go. And so I brought this one home. My dad looked at it, and he gets on the phone. He calls up this guy named Bill. It was Bill Stroker. I found his dog. My dad goes, yeah, I think one of my kids found your dog. And the dog was gone for about 2 weeks, you know. So that's probably the first time I really met Bill Stroker.
Yeah.
And then later on, we started.
You're probably ranked pretty high in his echelon of people.
You know, I was the third boy, so he was probably trying to figure out which one I was. And so him and Dad visited for about an hour and a half, and I got to play with the dog longer, so I was happy about that. But Yeah, so that's probably the first time I met Bill Stroker. And then a few years later, my dad built a place out of Gila Lake. Then I'd always see Bill in the summer and the fall. Avid hunter. And that's just how you come across someone like that. How did Bill make an impression in my life? Well, you know, quality assurance. You know, I was on the board of directors of the Fairbanks Historic Preservation Foundation, and I was the one. I was the youngest person on this board. We took care of the riverboat Nenana, the Harding Railroad car, and then I started taking care of the Clay Street Cemetery. So I was always looking for fundraising. How do we get money? So I got us a license in the state of Alaska for pull tabs and had us in a couple pull tab locations. And I started doing this Historical Person of the Year Award. And I did Candy Wagaman, the Cole Brothers. And then I went and saw Bill Stroker. And I said, I want to have a real, you know, before we just give him an award at 4th of July. And I said, what I want to do is have a presentation and a meal for you, you know, and have you give a speech. And charge $100 a plate, and you know you don't have to donate anything to us, you know. But I'm gonna pimp you out. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you go right ahead. So we had it at the Elks, and it sold out. You know, we made about $8,000-$10,000 on it. But Bill's subject was, I believe, the 1932 first grade class of his, something like that.
Wow.
And he had this school photo with them all out in front of what was the main school,
now City Hall.
Yeah, and so he's going through it and he's talking about every person, and then I grew up with Mike and Andy Miskovich, and Mike is my brother by another mother. And he goes, there's a couple of Miskoviches in this photo. And his personality is, he had a great sense of humor. And he goes, and Andy Miskovich, and there's this pause. And he goes, Fairbanks was never the same after the Miskoviches came to town. They were miners.
Yeah.
And a great mining family. And, so he knew everyone's history, the good, the bad, the entertaining. And but that his first grade class, he went through with everyone, who they were, what they were, how Bill interacted with them. He spent 40 minutes talking about his first grade class.
Wow.
And
that had the audience must have just loved it.
Yeah. You go, guy. You go. And I gave him this plaque that said the Historical Person of the Year. And we just had a great time. You know, we had Lieutenant Governor Coghill there. We had, some people there that are on your list. And so he was just one of those special people that whenever I came across him, young beginning at life to later in his life, he was always a special. You don't realize it, but it was just always special.
Mm-hmm.
And, he starts a foundation and he gives out money. And he does, the foundation does, and which is great. You know, there's certain Fairbanksons that were so exceptional at the formation of this town. And the Stroker family with Bill Stroker Foundation continues that legacy. So just the way he was, the way he is. Anyway, we're going to take a commercial break, mm-hmm. Fairbanks, since Randy can't see what I see on the scope here.
You can handle this part.
Okay. Oh, do I have your permission?
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna have some bumper music, some Fox News, some state news commercials, and we'll be back.
Ah!
coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump arriving in Beijing today for a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The two leaders are expected to discuss trade and tariffs, among other subjects. Kentucky Republican Representative James Comer telling Fox Business the United States needs a trade deal with China.
We need China to buy more agriculture goods from the United States. We need China to import American energy. And at the same time, I think there are things China can produce cheaper than we can in the United States.
Republicans in several states pushing forward on redrawing congressional maps ahead of the midterms. House Speaker Mike Johnson of Fox and Friends talking about the GOP's razor-thin majority heading into November's elections.
We have a great record to run on. We got better candidates in the field. We're applying common sense. Again, that's a big thing. You have a president who's running like it's 2024. He's out on the campaign trail as well because the stakes are so high.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minder reports Alaska will see a larger U.S. Marine Corps presence in a new two-pronged initiative that was announced last Friday at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The Campaign Alaska initiative includes the Marine Rotational Force Alaska and the Supporting Arms Liaison Team, a logistics unit based at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Marine Corps Lieutenant General Bobby Shea, the commanding general for the Marine Forces Northern Command, said the Marine Rotational Force Alaska component will send a large Marine contingent to participate in military exercises such as Arctic Edge and Red Flag, some of which are held in interior Alaska. Alaska is an irreplaceable geolocation with unique unforgiving terrain and over 6,700 square miles of airspace on ranges, Shea said. It will provide our Marines the ability to train exactly as they fight in Arctic conditions, but all across the globe. She added Alaska has solid advantages that are otherwise limited in the lower 48 or abroad.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
This Memorial Day, fire up the flavor and the grill at Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. Kick off summer with premium juicy steaks and savory house-made sausages that will turn any cookout into the barbecue of the season. And from everyone at Tommy G's, thank you to those who have served and those who continue to serve, honoring you this Memorial Day. Tommy G's Meat and Sausage, where summer starts at the grill.
Across Alaska's rivers, runways, trap lines, and trails, there are stories that deserve to be heard. Those stories live on Alaska Tracks. Hosted by wildlife biologist and lifelong outdoorsman Randy Zarnke, Alaska Tracks takes you inside the lives of the people who know this land best. Elders, hunters, bush pilots, and trappers, chins forward. Built on an oral history project by the Alaska Trappers Association, each episode blends conversation, storytelling, and firsthand experience. Connecting generations, bush and city, past and present. This isn't just a show. It's a living archive and a reminder of what it means to live in the last tracks is proudly presented by KFAR Radio and sponsored by Rod Saw Shop, Ginger Orem with Crown Real Estate, Interior Welding Extreme North Trailers, and Frontier Outfitters. Alaska Tracks, Saturday at 1:30 p.m. only on KFAR Radio. Stories of the North, told by the people who live them.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back.
So, yeah, welcome back, listeners. This is Randy Zarnke, your host for the day, and we're interviewing David Pruse.
You're a tough interviewer, man.
that's the best thing that anybody says about me. So we're talking about Bill Stroker and David's interactions and knowledge and assessment of Mr. Stroker's character. So continue on, please.
Okay, what were Bill's strongest traits? Dogged determination in no matter what he did. Just dogged determination to finish it right, to do it well. Whatever he did, he had that, I would say, that personal moral compass. He did not do anything half but, so to speak. You know, it was quality once he started. He finished. You know, anyone who, when you're in your 70s and 80s and you're hiking 5 to 6 hours in and out of your snowshoeing and out of your cabins, That's dogged determination to get it done. And so you take that personality and look what he did with his foundation, his sports, his music, his hunting. Whatever he did, he saw it all through.
If you're going to do it right.
Yeah. So I'd say that's, you know, and what more of a stronger trait can you have that encompasses everything else that you do, this dogged determination.
And you used the phrase earlier of a strong moral compass.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah. And so what were Bill's biggest accomplishments? Putting up with me. Let's see. So I'm not going to go to the financial side of things because that was there. I would say just the little things he did that you never expected. You know, for me, helping me with a fundraiser. For me, getting me that information about the property we had out of Healy Lake. Mm-hmm. For me, letting me play with his dog for an extra hour and a half. You know, for me, this telling me stories or interacting with me, just interacting with me. You know, he thought I was a person worthy to have great conversations with. You know, now I think about it. And, you know, he didn't have to interview with me or do anything, but he did. And so the way he interacted with everyone, when I think about it, that's probably his biggest accomplishments. And I mean everyone. You know, Bill Wagaman was his good friend and business partner in many things. And then once Bill passed, he had Candy. And he had to work with Candy. That's dogged determination.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's somebody that will, you never wonder where she stood on.
Oh, no, not a bit. Great personality. So you take someone with her personality and you match that with Bill. You know, this is like Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. But anyway, you know, this just a exceptional person for his accomplishments. Everyone he interacted with and the way he interacted with them, I'd say, what was it? What will be Bill's legacy for the Fairbanks area? Well, obviously, my thought is it's the Stroker Foundation, not in the financial resources it gives out, but in the memory of a person like him and the family. And everyone's going to remember that name. That name is not going to go away. And I think that's the best thing. You know, everyone knew Bill, but there was still Eddie and Ed, Mr. Stroker. Yeah. And just the quality that came from that family line for Fairbanks and what that meant. And so, you know, that's the legacy that Bill.
Maybe touch on his commitment to the community too.
Oh yeah.
While he was alive and now that he's gone, that all of the aspects of he wants to make Fairbanks the best place it can be.
Well, you know, and the neat thing about the foundation is they have people on there that understand his personality traits. So let's look at Groudon Park. Let's look at the scoreboard. The new scoreboard.
Oh yeah.
And the foundation came to John Lorkey and said, you know, give us a proposal. So John gave him a proposal for a new scoreboard. And the foundation rejected it. They said, we want something bigger and better.
Oh, okay.
So come on back to us with something bigger and better. And that was Bill Stroker.
That's great.
You know, this isn't good enough. This is Fairbanks. You know, our name's going to be on this. Bill Stroker's name's going to be on this. I want something bigger and better.
How often do you hear that?
Yeah, you don't. But that's the Stroker Foundation that still the people that know Bill understood that about Bill. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he carefully over the years put together that foundation and, again, dogged determination and he's probably smiling the whole time he's thinking about it. You know, he had a great sense of humor, wit, but a highly intelligent person, just highly intelligent. And, you know, so think about it. As you mentioned, he's probably put that in his mind, put it together for 20 years. Then the people he brought it to, Fairbanksons, you know, a couple of local attorneys, not in the same building as him, but, you know, that put together life estates, wills, trusts, and he used them to put together his foundation. Mm-hmm. Probably got reviewed by a few other groups, but Bill was Fairbankson, local, mm-hmm. local talent. You know, as First National Bank of Fairbanks. Wasn't First National Bank of Alaska, First National Bank of Anchorage. It was First National Bank of Fairbanks. And when I was 13, 14, and 15 playing Babe Ruth, my dad got him to sponsor my Babe Ruth League team.
Oh, cool.
First National Bank of Fairbanks. My dad was the president of the league, and he got built, and we had the best uniforms. You know, and they're in the colors of First National Bank of Fairbanks. You know, there's a light blue with a dark red on it, you know, almost a little bit harder colors than the gold panners, but there it was.
Similar.
And then you come across the people who are the gold panners that Bill, say, didn't directly supervise, but due to his leadership on the board and the right people in the right places, getting them summer jobs when they came up here. And back, you know, in the late 60s to the early 80s, the gold panners were a league of their own. There's only about five, maybe six summer leagues. Now there's 30.
Mm-hmm.
And so we only had Division A players. And they're all from the West Coast, mainly from the West Coast. You know, you had Santa Clara, USC, UCLA, Texas, Arizona. And Bill would go around to all the different employers and get them jobs over at Gavora's, over at Nerland's.
Seekins.
Yeah.
DOT.
Yeah. They got summer jobs and played baseball.
And probably made more, you know, washing cars than they would wherever they came from.
Yeah. And then he always made sure about two or three of them were trainers for the Little League and the Babe Ruth teams.
Oh, yeah.
We always had, you know, about twice a year, two to three gold panner players, you know, as 9, 10, 11, 12 in Little League, 13, 14, 15 in Babe Ruth. They would sit down with each team in the leagues, North Star, Fairbanks, Babe Ruth, twice a season and give you coach and skills.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably Bill's thought, you know, just looking at it.
Why bring these excellent ball players to town and not take advantage of it?
They were leaving their mark.
Yeah.
They were leaving their mark. And so he made sure of things like that. And so just, you know, what the heck?
Yeah.
And Fairbanks, it's time for another one of those. We're going to take a phone call. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
You sure?
Yeah, I approve.
Okay. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Randy Zarkey, and your name is?
I'm Jamie.
Hello, hey. Jamie.
So I was in there for a couple hours. I don't know why I was in there, but in Bill's office. And, boy, what an amazing office, I'll tell you. So anyway, we were talking about stuff, and I had just come back maybe a few years because when I told him that I went to Wayne Hage and Helen Chenoweth's wedding in Idaho, just north of Boise, it's a pretty big town. I can't remember the name of it. And I ended up on the front page of the Boise Maine newspaper. I still have it. And because she was doing an interview because she was the single representative from Idaho. And Wayne Hage married her. He started Stewards of the Range. And so I'd already met him. Who was the guy? Leah Madonna is the one that actually turned me on to Wayne Hage's book, the first book. But anyway, who was the guy? So you're going down Aurora, you take that 90-degree turn, and you go all the way to the back, and you end up at this big, huge log house. It actually had an indoor pool of it. I can never.
Yeah, I don't remember whose house that was, but I know which one you're talking about.
I want to say Sam or something. I can't remember his name. It's been bugging me for years. But anyway, so I got a call from him one day. And he said, Jamie, drop everything you're doing. I got Wayne Hage sitting at my kitchen table drinking coffee. And I'm out there at 24 Mile, you know, the hot springs. And so I did. So I rounded up however many girls I had at the time because I had nobody to watch them. And so we all loaded up and went down there, and I took right off. And Wayne and I talked for hours. He told me what to do. But Bill was just, he loved that. He has the greatest respect. I asked Wayne, I said, hey, Wayne, when you go to D.C., because he had suits, he told me where to file suits.
Okay, Jamie, I got to get going. I got to take a commercial break. Thank you for the phone call. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Ramping up for your spring and summer is easy at Frontier Outfitters. They have a great selection of the right gear for camping to fishing, optics to clothing, GPS, and much more. Frontier has you covered. Is your list a little longer than that? Sentry Hardware is located right downstairs for ATV, marine, and auto accessories. Sentry carries the best selection of nuts, bolts, screws, washers, and fasteners around. Metric and American in brass, stainless, and chrome. Be sure to check Sentry first. Sentry Hardware and Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
We saw a couple of vicious ice storms this winter that wreaked havoc on our local trees. That's why Eric and his crew at the Great Alaska Tree Company have been busy. As spring arrives and you start to see damaged trees around your house or property, get on their schedule now as they're already filling up for summer. However, if you've got a tree or two that needs dealing with right now, well, they always keep part of the schedule open for just such emergencies. That's the Great Alaska Tree Company. Go to greatalaskatreeco.com and get on the schedule now. That's greatalaskatreeco.com.
So what sets Fairbanks Urology apart? For one, on-site labs with same-day results available for most tests. Are you concerned about your appointment day and time? Want to be seen sooner due to worsening symptoms? Well, just ask. Their dedicated triage team will be sure to coordinate care at a time that best supports you. Fairbanks Urology is dedicated to preventative screening, evaluation, and education. Taking care of yourself starts with just one appointment. Fairbanks Urology, corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Online at Fairbanks Urology.
KFAR weather.
Slight chance for showers today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 66. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 60. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have...
Yeah, this is Randy Zarnke, your host for the day. And, geez, Dave, you're doing pretty good for a new guy here.
It's the purple padded room. Getting my power from it.
So we're talking about David's memories of Bill Stroker. So take it away.
So it says, describe the most memorable experiences I had with Bill. And it'd be those personal ones I've already brought up. You know, the one where, you know, I was talking to him about Gila Lake and the property that we had on the Gila Lake River at the trading post. And then he gives me a call 3 weeks later with information on it. And I just wasn't expecting that. Mm-hmm. And... you know, that to me is still special. It's just still special. You know, he took the time out of his way to go do research and show me the history of that piece of property that me and my brother still have. And it's you know, in all of Alaska, you don't have very much fee simple property in the outdoor wilds. Mm-hmm. This is fee simple property. So, and you brought it all up and the stories about it. So that's that one. And then probably... his being the historical person of the year and watching him talk about his first grade class and everyone in it and lighting up. So that's probably my most memorable experiences with Bill because they were very personal. Mm-hmm. Those were very personal. And how old was Bill at the time? Hell if I know. You know, I was, you know.
But you met when you first got to know him, he was probably in his 40s or 50s.
I'd say late 30s, early 40s, first time I ever saw him when I was about 8 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and right in there.
All the way to the end.
Yeah, and then who else was involved? Oh, boy. all the usual suspects. Do you know anyone else you should talk with? I said, yeah. Talk with Dave Summers. Dave Summers interacted with him and Candy Waugaman a lot after Bill passed. David knew them both very, very well. And David spent a lot of time with Bill, I believe, and was sort of the what's the term I'm looking for? The professional mental health technician between the two, Candy and Bill.
Oh.
He was Dr. Phil. Mm. So, but anyway, so tell us about this project of yours that you're working on.
Well, like I said, I was approached by Rick Shikora, who is the president of the board and for the trustees for the foundation, and they had determined amongst themselves that, you know, as the board gets older, there is going to just be in the not too distant future, there'll be a time when nobody remaining on the board will have known Bill personally.
Yeah,
and they just felt that it was appropriate to try to record as many people as possible from as many, and as you've mentioned, Bill Stroker was involved in a variety of different activities in town.
Yeah.
So we're trying to reach out to people in all those different sectors
and
give that information to the board for the future.
Yeah. Bill, he lived in what would be, you know, Weeks Field, Fairbanks subdivision here near the downtown area. And when I moved into the house I'm in now, I always remembered Bill and the original Mike Stepovich, the territorial governor, and they always walked to work. They always walked to work. So I do that. You know, if it's 40 below, forget it. I'm not starting up my car. I don't have a garage. I'm not keeping it outside at my parking lot, then auto starting it and letting it run for 10 minutes or drive it 2 minutes. So they were great examples in that regards in many things. Bill for Fairbanks was just, and his family were just very fine examples of, you know, you might not have gotten your loan, might have not been to the terms and conditions you wanted, but as a person, he was more than anything you could ever imagine. Simple as that.
And you mentioned walking to work. One of the images that many people here in town have is what Bill wore when he was on those walks.
Big fur hat.
And that big, heavy overcoat with the fleece or wool collar. And on his feet.
Yeah. You know, it looked
rubber galoshes.
Yeah, you know, it looked like he came out of the 1940s. We have a phone call. You ready?
Absolutely.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy, I just simply had a question. Do you know where Bill Stroker is buried?
I do not. How about Mr. Prues? Do you know?
No, I do not. I don't know if he was buried, to tell you the truth.
How about?
Well, if you drive into Birch Hill Cemetery, his gravestone, along with some family members, is the first one you come to on the right, slightly downhill, about 20 feet off the road. And that's where he's buried. And also, I just might mention that I recently discovered Governor Mike Stepovich and his wife. I think her name was Maria.
Matilda.
Oh, Matilda, okay. Yeah, I discovered them. They have very nice gravestones with the state's territorial seal on each one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Governor Stepovich is our last territorial governor appointed by Eisenhower. Okay. So thank you very much, Randy, for the phone call. And, you know, Fairbanks is, before we came on the air talking with Randy, I was asking him, you know, how'd you get involved with this? And the board asked him, probably because of the Alaska tracks and things that he does. And his beginning thoughts were, God, I don't know if I have enough time to do it. And then he sort of looks at it and says, how can I not do it? And I can't wait to do it. So how's this been for you?
Well, we're kind of just getting started. I think we've recorded, I think, four or five of these now. And it's just like you would expect. I mean, it's been very educational for me. And I don't know if entertaining is the right word, but
enlightening.
Yeah, there you go. That's better. And, you know, you always get more out of something like this than what you put into it.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. I'm really enjoying it. I'm glad I changed my mind and convinced myself to do it.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see, going back through some of the questions here. You know, I'm going to go back to how did Bill make an impression on your life? I'm not going to say my life, but Fairbanks' life. You know, it started out with his parents, his dad, baseball, lending to Fairbanks, lending, you know, through some very difficult times. Bill and his brother Eddie coming into to the family, literally the family business mm-hmm. of banking.
Yeah.
And continuing that, and then making sure that an ongoing financial institution could survive and stay in Fairbanks. You know, in the mid to late, you know, the later 80s to early 90s, half the banks closed in Alaska because of defaults and things like that. Mm-hmm. And Bill made sure a very, very good financial institution stayed in Fairbanks. You know, it wasn't originally Key Bank, but Key Bank acquired it or came out of it. And they were a top 10 United States bank. So Bill did not think small. If you think about it, the foundation, what he does, how he did things. He might have lived in a small town, but Bill Stroker did not think small at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that he never did for me, the SOB, he never cooked for me.
Oh.
Jerk. I say that with a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see how he did, you know, at the campfire, you know, out on his cabin trail.
There you go.
I don't think he ate poorly. To tell you the truth. And, you know, whatever he harvested, he ate.
Yeah, well.
You know, and he harvested everything.
Yeah, back when he grew up, I'm sure that was not a luxury. That was a necessity.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, so what the heck. And I wonder if anyone ever, this is a rabbit trail for you. Does anyone have any recordings of the Frigidaires?
Well, I am going to be snooping out some of the people that played music with Bill, so we'll ask that question.
Are there some of them still around?
Yeah, well, one that I'm trying to track down. Maybe your listening audience can help me, but I'm trying to locate Riff Raffson.
Okay.
A bass player who played with Bill quite often. So we'll see if he can come up with.
Riff Raffson, what a name.
Oh, well,
with the Frigidaires.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, we've got a bit of minute left, sir. How do you want to end it?
Well, I just want to thank you for being part of this. It's added to the history. You know, we talked about how important history of Fairbanks was to Bill, and you've just added to it. So appreciate you turning the reins over to me for a day. And
You're a pro.
Oh, really? So I'll be taking over your job.
Yes, you are. Whenever I'm gone, you're the substitute.
I don't think so. Anyway, I've enjoyed it. I hope you have too.
That I have. Thank you for the honor and just the smiles that I've and the emotions that I've had. Just remembering Bill Stroker and some of those things that you come along in your life and you just don't you don't think about it. But so. You brought me back down some very fond memories. Fairbanks, that is our show on Friday. I will have Bernadette Wilson calling in, running for governor, and I'll see you on Friday.